Getting a bit real, isn't it? The ANZ report makes for a very, very sobering reading.
It sure is, Mike. I wanted to talk about this morning, I wanted to talk about what I'm referring to as the central bank conundrum and this increasing use of the dreaded S word, stagflation. Now, to sort of explain a little bit, stagflation is a fairly sort of nasty economic mix. And it basically describes a period where you've got sort of a bit of inflation, or quite a lot of inflation actually, and little or no growth. And I thought it was historically, it was also associated with high unemployment. And that's why I felt it was sort of unlikely because of that employment condition. And because we know at the moment that lots of economies that we look at have got robust employment. But if you simply focus on low growth and high inflation, well, that's a lot easier hurdle to clear. Now, this is related to what I'm referring to as the central bank conundrum, which refers to central banks sort of having to retain their inflation fighting integrity. If they want to do that, they're going to be moved to raise interest rates when it's going to feel like a pretty unpopular move. And New Zealand, Mike, New Zealand is almost the case study for this phenomenon. So ANZ yesterday, so New Zealand's biggest bank, very reputable economic team, they revised their forecast track for the official cash rate. And if you're a fixed rate mortgage borrower with a reset coming up, you may just want to zone out for a couple of seconds here. Now, they are now calling for 50 basis point hikes in April and in May, with the official cash rate peaking at 3.5% in April 2023, which is basically just a year away, Mike. Just as an aside, they also see average house prices falling 10%. Remember, that's an average. Look, but this move that they're talking about in the official cash rate, this would put, if it occurred, further pressure on mortgage rates than we have already seen. And what's prompted this reworking is where they think inflation will get to. They're now looking at inflation in the sevens. So this is, would have to see the RBNZ having to go sort of harder and earlier, which sounds familiar, doesn't it? So, but what we're seeing here, Mike, this is a call to action to the RBNZ to sort of retain its integrity and its commitment to the policy targets agreement, which is keeping inflation within the band that they're talking about. Now, prior to Christmas, Deputy Governor Christian Hawkesby, he gave this speech in which he talked about measured steps. The market took that to mean that they would only move in 25 basis point hikes, but inflation could now be forcing their hand. And Mike, I want to make a very clear point here. At the very root of this problem, it is not the Ukraine. To use an analogy here, the Ukraine is like, you know, it's like you're in a drag race and you're flicking the nitrous switch. You're already traveling very fast. At the root of this is the realization that the coronavirus pandemic, the effect of it, actually proved to be inflationary, but it was attacked with tools meant to battle deflationary aspects, deflationary risk, but we attacked it with these other tools. So economic cycles move very slowly. Now we're seeing the results of that. So you've got this unique confluence of events throwing further inflationary fuel, higher oil prices, further supply disruptions on an inflationary fire that's burning bright. The RBNZ is in a tricky position, though, because they've got lots of uncertainty, rising cost of living, soggy business economic confidence, all of those sorts of things. They're going to have to hit interest rates hard when people are hurting. They're going to have to twist the knife.
Give me some numbers.
Right. Now, there's something weird going on here, Mike, because about 3 minutes ago, all of the main US markets were lower.
Exactly.
And they have now rallied quite hard while I've been talking to you. So I'm not entirely sure what's going on there. But the Dow Jones, of course, the Dow Jones at the moment, 33196, it's up 1%. The S&P 500 is pretty flat as we're looking at it now, 4202. And the NASDAQ, 13,044, which is up 215 points, 1.7%. They were all lower about 5 minutes ago. The FTSE 100 are up 4 points at the moment, 6964. The Nikkei 24790 down 430, 1.7% fall. Shanghai Composite 3293 down 79, that's down 2%. The ASX 200 yesterday lost 58 points, 0.8%, 6980. The NZX 50 11744. We lost 168 points yesterday, which is a 1.4% fall. Kiwi dollar 0.6811 against the US, the Aussie 0.9379, Euro 0.6260, 0.5199 against the pound, 78.76 Japanese yen. Now, here are the interesting ones. Gold up sharply overnight, $2,066, which is up sort of 4 to 5%. But Brent crude, we know we've seen the moves by the UK. We've now seen the rules by the US to ban the imports of Russian oil. So Brent crude now at 100 and $31.38. Brent crude is up 30% since the end of February.
Unreal. Go have a lie down. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Callaghan.